just kind of fill us in on what the last week or 10 days have been like for you, obviously being overseas and coming back into Winnipeg, and how you got yourself up and running to day one of training camp here today.
I think it's been pretty much the same as everybody else who's traveled back to Winnipeg. Been quarantined and been trying to keep your body going even though you're just at home. I got some stuff from the gym that so I could work out a little bit in my little apartment. So I was ready to go here and now.
Can you describe what that first session was like today for you on the ice and obviously back on the surface with Patty and Cody?
I've skated a little bit. And it's been good. Today felt pretty good. It was just kind of getting back into it. I think we're all excited and ready to start this season again. And it's gonna be good. Yeah, I mean, especially flying from Europe, you're going through a lot of airports and sitting on planes with a lot of people. But I had the sanitizer by me at all times. I had a mask on throughout the whole 16-hour trip. I wanted to come back and play and obviously you don't want to get it, but I think I did as well as I could to keep myself safe and everybody else.
Thank you.
Mike McIntyre here. Just wondering, Nikolai, how much were you able to skate back home? Obviously, the pause happened in mid-March. Were you on the ice very much between then and a week or so ago?
No. I skated twice the week before I came to Winnipeg. So I haven't skated much before I came over here.
Is it the longest you've been off skates in many years?
No. Every summer after we're done the season, I, depending on how the season goes, I go play the World Championships. But after my season is over, I don't skate for about 2.5-3 months. So it's nothing new, and it's just in Denmark they don't really put the ice on during the summer. So it's pretty much the usual for me.
What probably doesn't feel all that usual is what this camp is like with the COVID testing and all the protocols in place. Just maybe give us a sense of how uncomfortable or how different this is compared to a normal training camp.
I mean, besides everybody being cautious and wearing a mask and all that, it's not that different. I mean, we're not hugging each other or giving high fives and stuff like we usually do, but other than that, we're in our locker room, not sitting super close to each other, but still talking, having a good time and making the most out of this situation. But everybody is still being cautious and everybody is back for a reason. So we love playing hockey and we're back playing it.
Nikolai, we've talked a lot about the growth in your game this year. I mean, what are the biggest things that you'll be able to apply as you get ready for another playoff run here?
I think with all the rest that everybody's gotten, for myself, my legs should be good to go. So hopefully I can use my my speed as much as possible and more than usually at this time of the year. So it'll be exciting. I feel good and I'm ready to go.
What are some of the experiences you can draw from the last two playoff years for your group as you get ready for a little bit of a different playoff run?
Stay with it. We had a good run a couple of years ago, and you know, we know it's going to be different because everybody is well rested and has been skating and is ready to go. So I think for us it's just getting back into not just playing our game, but playing our playoff type hockey that we know we can play, and we'll see how it goes.
You and Patrick have played together a lot over the years. I mean, what role can chemistry play after such a long absence?
I mean, everybody's played together for a while, and you know, even me and Patty have played together we've played together a lot. And with Eakes in the middle, which we've created that chemistry already. So it's just a matter of getting that back here the next couple of weeks before we start. But we know what we need to do. And, you know, we just need to go out and play as simple as we can and get back to the way we know we can play. No, I don't know anyone. I think, you know, Europe was quite a bit ahead of North America with shutting down everything. So when I went home, beginning of April and March, everything was shut down, and a couple of weeks later everything already started to open up. So we shut it down pretty early, and that seemed to help Denmark out in a great way. So it was bad everywhere, but I think Denmark was able to do a pretty good job at not making it worse. I don't know. I'm here to play hockey. Obviously everybody knows this situation is different. Everybody knows that they need to be cautious and that it's going to be different. Everybody's got a lot of respect for everyone, and we want to keep every player and everyone around the teams as safe. So I know that our doctors and our medical staff and our trainers are doing the best possible job to keep us safe and themselves safe, and we trust them, but you know, they also got to trust us to do our job. So goes both ways, and yeah.
And you had no hesitation about opting in, obviously?
No, I didn't. With that said, it's not that this didn't scare me. This whole situation from the start with the pandemic, but we love playing hockey. We want to win the Stanley Cup, and we know that everybody's doing what they can to be safe. And I thought that from the things that I had heard, that the league and, you know, like I said before, our team and everybody around it had done a pretty good job at figuring out how to keep us safe and themselves. So, I'm excited to start.
Did you go back to that same well during this pause? Were you able to watch the same amount of work from this season's play?
Yeah, I was. And the reason for that was pretty simple. I mean, I thought that my game got a lot better from 2 years ago from last year to this year. I didn't see a reason to stop watching my games if it helped me in a good way. So I kept doing that, yes.
Right on. And then I'm not sure if this affected you, but one of the stories during the season when the pandemic had just begun in China was equipment difficulties. Not everybody was able to get as many sticks as they wanted or other things like that. Do you know whether you're affected by it or not? Has that been rectified? Does everybody have the full complement?
I'm pretty sure that everybody is good and getting their sticks at this point right now. I mean, I have my sticks ready to go, so yeah.
Thank you,
Ed. Hey, Nikolai, it's Taylor from Winnipeg Free Press. With such a long layoff and then playing in a neutral site with no fans, what do you kind of anticipate those first couple of games gonna look like in round one?
It's gonna be different. But everyone has at some point played without fans, you know, when you're younger. So it's I don't think that it's gonna change our game. I mean, I hope not. It shouldn't. You love having fans at the game. You know, it's part of sports, but it's still just playing hockey. I mean, it's that simple. It's gonna be different, but everybody's done it before, and we just gotta go out and play.
They know it's a different setup than you guys, but have you been following the NBA bubble so far? How it's been going? Has that raised any questions for you? And as to how the NHL one will look for you guys?
I mean, I have followed it, of course. You know, there's been some funny videos. I know we're not going to Disney World. Like I said before, one of the reasons that I came back and wanted to play is because I knew the league and everybody around it has found a way to keep us safe, the bubble is what it is. You know, we're here to play hockey, so we'll see how it looks when we get there.